Mum, Can You Lend Me 20 Quid? The podcast.
WPC Dixon, can I come in a moment, please?
Oh, you better had.
Are you Mr. Mills?
Well, no, but...
What is it?
Are you Mrs. Mills? Are you the mother of Nicholas Mills?
I am, yes.
I've got some bad news for you. I'm very sorry, but your son, Nicholas, he's dead.
As Her Majesty's Coroner for the District of Reading and Berkshire, it now falls to me to record my verdict. Because drugs and alcohol had impaired Nick's judgment, there is no way of determining whether he intended to kill himself. Therefore, in the absence of a note or proof that Nick wanted to commit suicide, I can only return an open verdict.
He knew that I loved him, right up to the end. He knew that he was loved.
Mum, perhaps Nick did what he did because he saw no way out and he thought that his death might be a way out for me. We'll never know, but I'm sure that Nick would never have wanted me to find his body in that state. I don't think he would ever have wished something like that on me or you. He loved me too much, Mum. I was his identical twin, for goodness sake, and he loved you so much as his mum.
Our ordeal was brought about by a mother's love for her children. I'll never condemn Elizabeth for having that love and compassion for Simon and Nick, but I wish she told me the truth about the twins' addiction. Heroin brought so much lying and deceit into the lives of an ordinary family, and it destroyed trust. At times it was horrendous, and there was such a lot I didn't know in the beginning. So yes, it's true. When I married Elizabeth and became stepfather to her children, we were an ordinary family. Just the five of us. Elizabeth, me, that's Tony, her daughter Marie, and the twins.
Nick and Simon.
Just the five of us.
And then one day, an unwelcome guest arrived. And we became six.
I will seduce you and make you my slave. I've sent men stronger than you to the grave. You think you could never become a disgrace and end up addicted to poppy seed waste.
I'll never forget the twins' first day at nursery school. When I came to collect them both at the end of the day, I was kept waiting outside the door. What I didn't know was that Nick had managed to get his head stuck between two rungs of a chair, and the staff were still trying to saw him free. Beverly, the first nursery teacher, told me she spent the first day trying to tell them apart, and there was never a dull moment. She said they had the faces of angels and the spirits of imps. Back then, they always owned up if they were naughty. Happy days. But angels and imps grow up.
Funny old game, isn't it? A simple thing like lighting a fag. But in truth, This is where it all started. With a cigarette. Me and Nick were only 13, but we thought, well, what's the harm in it? All our mates were doing it, and we didn't want to be left out. And we soon moved on to cannabis. At 13, we would go to the park in the evening, and there was always one of our mates who had enough to sell. It was always dead easy to get. There would be a gang of 20 or 30 of us smoking cannabis and drinking strong, cheap cider. How we hid it from Mum, I'll never know. But we did. Then one evening, this man approached me.
Hey, mate. You're a bit of a smoker, eh?
Yeah.
You like to get high?
Yeah, I like to get high.
I've got something that'll really curl your toes.
Oh, yeah? But the thing is, we haven't got any cash.
Ah, don't you worry about that. What I've got won't cost you a penny. Come over later. You know where I am, the red car. And him over there, he your twin.
Yeah, that's Nick. Hey, Nick! What do you want?
You two look up for something a bit special. Keep stum, but you come and find me in a bit, over there in the red car. And we'll have a toot together, okay?
You bet. Sure. And so, we went with him. Next thing, we were into it good style, smoking from really heavy bongs. And then we started doing acid. By the time we were 16, we'd done the lot. Cannabis, speed, and then a step up to coke and ecstasy. We were out of our heads. And you know what? Mum didn't know a thing.
To be continued.